Well, we've spoken here to black men about running, one running because he didn't see anyone else who looked like him running. Well, now there's actually a national organization called Black Men Running to encourage health and wellness in black men running to stay fit. Judith Kogan with member station GBH spent some time with members of the Boston chapter and has this story.
It's a glorious Saturday morning, and about 10 black men in running clothes are sweating and hugging, breaking their victory embraces to urge the next runner up the punishing final hill.
Let's go, black men! Let's go! I see you, Lowe's! Come on, Carlos!
The Boston chapter of Black Men Run organized in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. Every Saturday at 8 a.m., the runners gather to connect both spiritually and physically. They're a mix of ethnicity, religious and political leanings, and sexual orientation. But those differences are irrelevant in a world that often sees them merely as black men.
How special could it be if, as black men, we have a space to just come and just be?
Group leader Jeff Davis is thinking about the killing of black men by police or through violence.
Because those moments are going to happen again. We're going to get triggered on a daily. But if you can come and have this experience and be connected with other brothers, right?
A runner since high school, Davis realized that a running group could bolster physical and mental health while creating community.
Rotate your shoulders. Put a little bit more pep in your step.
At the start of each session, Davis leads the men through warm-up exercises. Then they circle up, and each answers the question, why? Why did you show up today?
The love of our community.
For continued balance.
Being here for those that can't be at the circle with us.
Being consistent.
Black excellence. So much joy and pride.
Lifting one another up in love and peace.
Some of the men have been running all their lives. Others are novices. Today they'll be covering 4 miles, but they know it's okay to jog, even walk the route.
We're going to start up Talbot. We're going to take Talbot, Norfolk, over to onto Morton.
Everyone waits at the finish line for the last to return.
Idris! Idris, finish strong! Finish strong, let's go! We don't quit! We don't quit!
Davis says running often brings up difficult, dormant emotions. Thoughts suppressed for years may start to surface.
You might not even know the emotions are coming if you're a new runner. You don't know. But you get out there 1 mile, 2 mile, 3 mile, 5 mile, I gotta get to the finish line. But then after that, all the dormant emotions hit you. And in that moment, can you have a brother hold you up?
Look at me! Come get your brothers, baby!
Runner Khalil Sadiq says life at the moment is fraught.
We're still very much living in the age of two pandemics, the pandemic of COVID-19 and, of course, racism.
Sergino Renee says he runs for his mental health. He says that as a black man, he's lucky to have a good job and a home in a nice neighborhood. But he lives with microaggressions on a daily basis.
These guys have all been through those experiences as well. There's just that understanding of, I know where you're at.
And they're all here for the physical fitness, including Nigerian-born Robin Otu, whose overnight job means he hasn't slept since yesterday afternoon.
Actually, when I first started, I couldn't run half a mile. Once you're consistent with it, it really, really got me in shape.
Hoping to lead by example, the group intentionally runs through black neighborhoods. Almost 50% of black men over 20 suffer from cardiac disease. A quarter of them will die from it. Here's Jeff Davis again.
As a community member, I want to show that health and wellness is not a fantasy. It's actually a lifestyle that anyone can achieve. It just takes one step at a time.
And today, as the last of the runners pulls up to the finish line, those accumulated steps energize a euphoric brotherhood. For Here and Now, I'm Judith Kogan.
What do you say, Idris? You already won, baby! You already won, Idris! Come on! Come on, give me! Heads up! Eyes up! Chest up!